The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I am super excited to have this very quick mini solo episode. I have three amazing episodes to release in the next upcoming weeks, and then I have two powerful guests that I'm gonna announce in the next week that are coming on the show. You guys, we're having so much fun with season three. But if you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me, Jackie_Minsky, for the reason of what I'm about to talk about is something I posted on my story, but I'm going to talk about right now. There's a book that I began reading that's so old, and the title is really what struck me when I was looking for a new read, The Science of Knowing the Future, The Development of Seership. And it's an amazing, amazing, powerful read by William Walker Atkinson. And it's, I mean, beyond powerful. And when I read books like this that are very informative and spiritual and deep, I like to read them slowly. I like to integrate the energy, what I'm reading, and then I have these amazing breakthroughs. And this one really came to me at a very interesting time in my life. Now, many of you might know, and if you don't, June 9th was my 35th birthday, and it was a very interesting energy for me to step into. I realized how much I have grown, but how much I still have left to accomplish, how much more I can focus, how much more disciplined I can be, you know, at this point in my life, because I've been blessed with so many opportunities, so many friendships, so many things in my life. And if I take it to the next level, you know, it's only uphill from here. So this book, The Science of Knowing the Future, The Development of Seership, is super important for me and my intuition, intuitive gifts, in order to maneuver and move through this new chapter in my life where I'm very careful, very intentional, and super aware of energy and listening to energy the first time where it gives me a warning or something doesn't feel right. And the more disciplined I become, the better my intuition is. Interestingly enough, that's what it talks about in the book. And I've always spoken about this. If you go back in many of my episodes, I talk about this, but it was the way this book explained it. So in my Instagram, I've spoke about service, and we always hear to be of service, to be obedient and obey. Now, what does it mean to obey? Who are we obeying? What are we obeying, right? And they say, you know, obey God, the commandments, all those things. But truthfully, in this book, what I came to understand is when intuition speaks, when the inner knowing speaks, when the inner God speaks in through your intuition, that's what you have to obey. You have to obey the inner command. So for example, let's say you're someone who maybe you struggle with discipline and working out, and your intuition, your command repeatedly is take care of your health, take care of your health. And you don't, you avoid it, right? Because, and it's not that you're wanting to avoid it. You avoid it because you're a prisoner of your mind. To be a prisoner of your mind is to disobey the command of spirit and obey the logic, the programming that's on repeat, and it keeps repeating. And when it comes to you and says, take care of your health, and you disobey spirit and you fall technically victim to your programming, there's a reason why the older you may get, the more upset, sad, angry, depressed, all those low frequency things start to occur and feelings start to happen and frequencies come into your body because you're distancing from spirit. You're disobeying the command of spirit, which is your inner compass, your intuition. And it could be things like your health. It could be your relationships. It could be, you know, that inner voice saying, you know, quit your job. And, you know, all these things sound scary. Now, if you're a realist, you're going to probably debate and have the kind of question that, well, just because something tells me to quit my job doesn't mean that's the right thing for me to do. No, it doesn't. The command doesn't say to act on impulse. It just gives you nudges of how to prepare and plan and discipline yourself enough to set yourself up for a better version. So if the intuition, if the inner command is telling you leave the relationship, get into health, or even something as leave your job, it's, you know, depleting you of your energy. It doesn't mean on impulse. It doesn't mean react. It means respond. To respond, you have a plan of action. Maybe you start a side hobby. Maybe you start to save money for 6 to 8 months, even to a year. So then you can leave that position or that job that's not fulfilling your soul, right? So if you're someone who has these inner nudges and you're just not being obedient, then how are you actually of service? And to be of service also requires and demands you be of service to self. Being of service to self is listening to your own spirit. And many times people in the industry are serving to others and not serving to self. And then they wonder why they're constantly maybe still seeking external mentors. Well, you're seeking external mentorship because you're disobeying internal spirit, internal, you know, you're disobeying spirit, you know. So very, very powerful stuff in this book. I highly recommend it. It talks about, you know, how to purify your body, your blood, your vessel, water, breath work, food, you know, everything. So I highly recommend The Science of Knowing the Future, The Development of Seership by William Walker Atkinson. It's a very, very powerful read. And this perspective can really help you. And since I started reading this book, there's two things I tell myself on a daily basis when my body, my mind, my programming wants to try to take over. If it tells me I'm tired, if it tells me do it later, if it tells me do it tomorrow, I repeat these two affirmations. You can try them in my mind, and it's be better than yesterday and be grateful. Be better than yesterday and be grateful. Be better than yesterday and be grateful. That's all I need to do today, is be better than yesterday and be grateful. So I try to be, I become better than yesterday, caught myself. I take the actions. If I work out, unless I don't want to work out, right? Working out, especially in the beginning stages, it's difficult because you're not used to it. Your programming is programmed to maybe sit. Your programming is maybe bad habits, and to break your patterns, to change your neural pathways, you got to take the action. And these affirmations have helped me be better than yesterday and be grateful. The reason I say be grateful is because when you're grateful for even taking, let's say yesterday you drank 5 glasses of water and the next day you drink 6, you're already better than yesterday. Let's say you worked out for 30 minutes and the next day 35, you're already better than yesterday. Be grateful for your progress, not for perfection. So I really hope this episode was short, sweet, but got to the point. I really recommend you read this book, try those two affirmations, and as always, come back when we have these amazing guests, these 3 episodes coming out, 2 powerful speakers coming on the show. I'm so happy you guys are tuning in. I love you guys. Mwah.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.